Ladybird browser abandons GitHub in a bet on deliberate development. Ladybird, the independent browser engine that grew out of the Serenity OS project, announced it is moving away from GitHub and adopting what lead developer Andreas Kling described as a more traditional open source development model, one built around mailing list discussions, longer review cycles, and a deeper emphasis on architectural understanding before contributors make changes. The decision represents a pointed critique of the pull request model. Kling's argument, as reflected in the announcement, is that GitHub-centric development encourages shallow contributions that optimize for contributor volume rather than the kind of holistic codebase comprehension that complex system software demands. The projects offered as successful precedents, OpenBSD among them, are notable for rigorous review cultures rather than contributor count metrics. The stakes of the choice are high. Browser engines rank among the most intricate software systems ever built, handling networking, parsing, rendering, JavaScript execution, security sandboxing, and dozens of overlapping web standards simultaneously. Ladybird is building its engine from scratch in modern C++, a scope that makes architectural coherence particularly consequential. Community reaction on Hacker News was split. Developers familiar with projects that have made similar transitions cited quality benefits from careful review processes, while others raised concerns about the barrier to entry for contributors accustomed to GitHub workflows. The broader question the project forces is whether the platform-mediated development model has genuinely improved open-source software quality or primarily made it easier to accumulate commits. If Ladybird succeeds in shipping a viable browser while maintaining its preferred governance model, the experiment could influence how other complex open source projects weigh contributor velocity against architectural discipline, a debate that predates GitHub, but that the platform's dominance had largely appeared to settle.